The recent deaths of two teen boys has parents and guardians looking to mental health professionals for help, but Connect Summit County's Vice President Shauna Weiss says people will have to look further outside of the county.
We don't have a lot of providers in the county. We don't have a full-time psychiatrist. We have 40,000 residents in this county, and we just don't have enough clinicians and services for those individuals, for that population.
We says the providers that do exist in the county are limited in what they are able to provide.
We have a psychiatrist at IHC. She's wonderful, but she's not currently taking new patients. Valley Behavioral Health has a psychiatrist, but that psychiatrist is limited to 8 hours a week, and there is a 4 to 6 month waiting list to see that psychiatrist. So for a person that is in crisis, they have to go to Salt Lake, where often the facilities also have waiting lists, or they have to go out of state.
Because of the amount of work it takes to curate the information for their website, we says they're only focusing on services provided in Summit County.
Many of your listeners might not know that the Redstone Health Clinic now has a mental health department. There are three practitioners there, but that's not advertised. People would not know that. So that's the kind of information that we're distilling on the website.
Connect board member Jim Whitney says they're working hard to be inclusive to everyone in the county.
The biggest part of the website is the section that's all about the resource guide, and it's gigantic, and we've tried to make it as easily user-friendly as possible. And so now we're working to create a whole tab for that that's in Spanish. But that's a bit of work for us just because of getting translations and trying to be sure we get it right.
We says their website also includes a tab for teens.
Anxiety and depression are at their highest for teens. So we have a section dealing with that on the website. We have a school section for parents that might be interested in the resources available within the Park City School District. And in addition to those tabs, we also have a research tab where if you want to participate in a clinical trial here in Utah or perhaps through the National Institutes of Health, you can do that. Or you can learn more about different foundations surrounding your particular illness.
Connect has regular events and roundtables that can be found on their website at www.connectsummitcounty.org and invite providers in the county to contact them with their information so they can be added to their website. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.